Hello, club members. I'm Kate, and Ariana's not here, so I guess I'll just get this one started on my own. Okay, so, oh my God, who's over there? How long have you been there?
The whole time.
Guys, Emma's here.
I'm just under the desk.
She's
don't mind
been
me.
Been hiding under the desk the whole time.
I didn't know where that was going.
I know. I didn't tell any. Yeah. I got to do a bit. All right. It's not. If I'm not doing a bit, then I'm a robot and you need to shoot me right in the face. That's the test.
We'll know. We'll know if it's not you.
So, Emma, do you know why I have gathered you here today?
I know it's for a true. No, for a mini, but I don't know what the subject of the mini is.
So, Emma, you might have heard of Jeff the Killer.
Oh, have I heard of Jeff the Killer? I heard from you about Jeff the Killer.
The best creepypasta of all time. But did you know we have a
wife?
Female foil character?
Oh.
Jane the Killer.
Does she get her face bleached off?
Emma, I'm so glad you asked. So I just emailed you a photo. This is the photo, like, you know, because every creepypasta has to have like a creepy image that like goes with it, you know, to scare the
children. No, okay, no.
It looks great. No. It's giving sequel. It's just hard to beat the horrifying face of Jeff the Killer. But I'm seeing we have a don't go to sleep, a don't, you won't wake up. It sounds like a Freddy Krueger thing. That's all I know.
Part of me is Jane. Giving... I'm a little offended. It's kind of giving my skin tone, to be honest with you.
Emma, we are a pale people.
I prefer the term fair. Fair skin.
We are pasty.
Like a little
bitches.
Princess.
Like a little princess. Just powder porcelain skin.
Yeah, this is Snow White energy that I'm choosing. Snow White.
That's a good choice. Emma, are you excited?
I'm so excited. I loved Candle Cove.
Candle Cove.
The best. I sincerely enjoyed the other ones. We did Jeff the Killer. We did the one about the guy who was like dating people.
Oh, yeah.
It took a turn.
Dating
and many
game.
Others at, thereafter. What was it? Dating Dave?
I think it was Dating Game. That one was the wildest, I think, of all of the creepypastas. Emma, so your favorite creepypasta? Because I feel like we've gone. This started innocently enough as like a little. We're going to do like a 3-part creepypasta mini series, whatever. That'll be cute. That'll be fun. To a full-blown, unironic obsession.
Yeah, no, I think that's very accurate. There's something fascinating about the psyche of the writers.
Yeah, there's really a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
In a creepypasta.
Gives me
in
teen angst just hearing
teen
it.
Teen angst, yes. We love these stories. And Emma, that's why you're here, because Ariana, I know if I gave her one more creepypasta to swallow,
she was gonna
fucking lose her mind. She's like, they're too silly.
I'm here for it. I'm so here for it.
All right. Well, without further ado, the full title, Born of Science, : Jane the Killer.
So we got Frankenstein vibes going on.
It starts. Oh, it's in 2002. This is an old one. Okay.
This is a throwback. How old was I? 7?
You barely existed. You were a fetus.
Think of how scared I would have been had I read this when I was 7.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's so fun about it. I feel like I get to go back and be like a scared kid.
Yeah, let's do it.
So 2002 was never a good year for Jane Richardson. Oh, full name. I don't think Jeff had a last name.
I like that they painted a picture for me.
With the last name. Of course, Emma, losing both of her parents to Jeff the Killer.
Oh, wait. What characters were they? I bet she'll tell me, right?
I don't know. We'll
there were a lot
out.
Of people at that party when he bleached his face and started killing people.
A lot of people died. Like a shocking number of people died during the party scene of Jeff the Killer. But also Jeff the Killer like is on the loose. That's the scary part. So she could be like,
that.
It could be like a Woodsville massacre situation. And it's just another bystander slaughtered.
Is Woodsville Scream?
Yes. Yes, Emma.
Okay, thank you.
Good job. No, I think it's Woodsboro. I'm wrong.
It's Woodsboro. Something didn't sound quite right.
I have smugly like patted you on the head to a completely wrong answer.
I'm glad that you caught it now. Otherwise, you would be getting some angry emails.
I would have looked like a dumb bitch. So I'm glad.
You would have been canceled from
y'all
this
gotta keep me on my y'all gotta keep me on my toes. So anyway, it continues. Losing both of her parents to Jeff the Killer, tackling a job at IHOP as a waitress. With barely enough money to get
by. Pretty equivalent.
Yeah, like two very bad things. started a new job with barely enough money to get by on, and being both mother and father to her little sister, Jessie, who, okay, a classic creepypasta. This is all one sentence. Just want to make sure everybody knows.
Yes, that I had assumed so, but I'm glad you clarified for any naive listeners.
Any naive listeners, if I am like struggling to take a breath, it's because they haven't used any punctuation. Anyway, so she is father and mother to little sister Jessie, who was 13 years old during the time. That's another thing. Gotta know how old everyone is. We gotta know what we're eating. If there's snacks involved, that's very important.
Do we have the name of the teen?
The teen?
The Jessie. Sister.
Yeah, she said Jessie.
Oh, she said Jessie. Sorry. Well, I just needed that key piece of information.
Jane and Jessie, two orphans.
Richardson.
So we're continuing. Jane's aunt, Samantha Ingle, we have full names. Jane's aunt, Samantha Ingle, graciously helped out her nieces as far as money was concerned. So it wasn't a total loss for Jane.
Wait, what? The death of her parents? Also, I thought she said that she was just struggling to get by at IHOP.
She just said that.
Between those two sentences,
the aunt came in. It wasn't a total loss is wild. Oh, my God.
It's not a total wash here.
Not the worst. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, we appreciate, what's her name? Aunt Samantha Ingle. All right. After all, Samantha was Paula's sister. Oh, my God. Okay. Everyone get out your expo board.
Yeah. Let's bring out our family tree. So we've got Jane, the mom. Jessie, the Ingles, i.e. her aunt. I've already forgot her name.
On her maternal aunt. It's important to know.
Okay, gotcha.
The attention to detail. I love it. All right, so that those are our characters so far. One day. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. After all, Samantha was Paula's sister. And after her death, Samantha felt it was right to take care of her sister's daughters. Yes. One day, while Jane was working her usual shift at IHOP and on her break, she came across an ad in the newspaper sponsored by her local blood bank. In the ad, it was said that the person would be paid $150 for their distribution.
Excuse me?
The word choice.
Is this a bloodletting? Like,
if you distribute your blood...
Don't make giving blood taboo. Come on, people.
I love it. I love that they don't know the word donation. But they had to be a really healthy blood type, because there's healthy and there's bad blood types.
You better be type A. Otherwise, you're a loser.
That's the better one. You have to be a really healthy blood type in order to qualify. $150 just for giving blood? Was this too good to be true? Jane's over here selling her platelets.
This is what the blood shortage is missing. $150.
I mean, I would do it more, honestly. If they actually, they're like, we'll give you another ugly ass t-shirt. I'm like, that's okay. Just
you'll
give
get
me
this
Tums
cookie
and a blanket.
And this sleep shirt.
Oh my God. I'm like, thank you for another sleep shirt. I had an equally good time. All right, Jane thought it would be good to take that money and pay off her month's rent. That is a good idea.
That is a good idea. Key. She's thinking so big.
I also love that rent is $150. That's very cute. So why not? After all, she did have to clean blood. What's going on at IHOP? She works at IHOP.
I just took a sip and I wish I hadn't. My laptop was at risk in that moment.
Emma almost shot water straight out of her nostrils. Yeah, so she's cleaning up blood at the IHOP. Without hesitation, Jane wrote the address of the local blood bank down, plus the phone number.
Did she explain why she was cleaning up blood?
No.
Okay. Well, she's... Maybe I need to know which IHOP this is.
Maybe her parents' grisly murder, she had to clean it up.
Too expensive to hire a cleaning company.
I'm dead. But at least she has a really healthy blood type. So it's healthy blood. Without hesitation, blah, blah, blah. She wrote the local bank down address plus the phone number, finished off her orange juice. We always have a snack, always. And went back to work. Another waitress, Alexis, who was covering for Jane, noticed her mood was more optimistic and appeared more pleasant than usual, refilling other customers' drinks.
Read, Jane's was a bitch at work.
I think Jane's kind of terrible. Well, someone is really happy today, Alexis said. Why wouldn't I be? I don't know what. I'm choosing the voices at random. I'm sticking with them. Why wouldn't I be? I found an easy way to pay off my month's rent, Jane replied, pouring a fresh cup of coffee for a random man. Don't want to name that one? That's surprising.
I love it. Really does remind me of my like childhood writing where I don't know why I felt compelled to give like everyone a name. Everyone had to be like identified.
Yes. It's like because it's like you have to explain like this is the maternal aunt and that's why their last names are different. Very cute. Well, someone is really happy today, Alexis said. Why wouldn't I be? I found an easy way to pay off my month's rent, Jane replied, pouring a fresh cup of coffee for a random man. Thanks, the man said.
Key insight.
Cute. Oh, yeah? What? Alexis asked. The blood bank is offering $150 for anyone giving blood. You had to have healthy blood, it said, Jane said. Whoa, I've never heard of that, Janie. Oh, Janie. Usually, they'd pay you $25, Alexis replied, refilling a customer's soda.
I love this person doesn't know anything about giving blood at all and has based that as the like premise That's, of her story.
I love it. Ambitious. I also love that we are refilling everyone's drinks. No one goes thirsty at IHOP. You might be murdered.
Then she poured a glass for the random woman and their random child.
Thanks, they said. Somehow they must wait. Okay, they'd pay you $25, Alexis replied, refilling a customer's soda. Somehow they must have made a few changes, Jane said, chuckling. You're gonna swing by? Alexis asked. After I leave here tonight, Jane replied. Jane and her friend worked on through the night until the atmosphere of this IHOP was calm, laid back, and less rushed.
Sounds like a lo-fi bar.
I was like, is this writer the manager of a local IHOP? That's so cute. The lights of the shopping center where the restaurant was shined. Oh, I'm sorry. The lights of the shopping center where the restaurant was shined through the windows. Random cars on the highway passed by in the distance. Motorists who were looking for a bite to eat, getting off work, or getting home sat the mood for this particularly lazy California night. It's important to get the setting in the middle. KTLA News 5 was giving a report of the LAPD still pursuing Jeffrey Woods, a.k.a. Jeff the Killer.
Uh-oh.
So he definitely didn't have a last name because I would have remembered Woods.
Yeah, I don't think he had a last name.
No, kind of kills it a little bit. The one responsible for the murder of Jane's parents. Yes, we're all caught up. The police commissioner said that they were having a hard time catching the suspect and had to enlist the aid of the FBI, CIA, and Department of Justice in their manhunt. It would make Jane feel better to not only have Jeff captured, but wiped off the face of the earth entirely.
I think someone's in favor of corporal punishment.
I think Jane wants some revenge.
She might need to move to Texas because I don't know if she's going to get what she wants in Cali.
I don't think she's going to get this in Cali. This is hilarious, though. Wiped off the face of the earth. One of the customers in IHOP, one of the rules, guys, I'm sorry, if this is your first creepypasta, I read it as written. So if I sound like I'm reading it bad, but it's not my fault. Get mad at the kid, not me. It would make, wipe off the face of the earth. One of the customers in IHOP that Jane noticed was a man in his late 40s with short brown hair, a goatee,
I love it,
sunglasses, and wearing a black three-piece suit and tie, crisply pressed. He looked like Walter White with hair.
What a sick burn.
This is great. Another distinguishing feature about this man was a Bluetooth earpiece hanging on his left earlobe. The lobe.
Is Walter White that old?
He was.
Damn. So I'm really dating myself when I tell people that's my favorite TV shows.
I just restarted it with Nick. I had to take a break and I'm on episode 2. So probably not going to make it all the way through it again.
Let's get back to Cheerier Fair.
That's the show that I used to hit on Nick with. I was like, hey, are you watching Breaking Bad?
Perfect. I love it.
It's a classic line. Classic line, guys. Try it. It'll work now as well.
I got to hear more about this goatee man.
He's where he has a goatee. Another, oh yeah, he's got the Bluetooth thing. He browsed through the menu and surveyed the employees. He paid close attention to Jane, almost as if she was a famous person. Hello.
That's so cute.
It's really sweet. I like
you,
it.
Get you a man who looks at you like you're almost a famous
like
person.
Like you're almost a famous person. That's so cute. Hello, sir. What can I get you tonight? Jane asked, smiling. T-boned steak and eggs, the man said. How do you want your steak? Huh?
They sell steaks at IHOP?
I bet they do. I bet they sell T-boned steak and eggs. That's like a breakfast thing. I don't know. That place, have you seen their menus? They're like,
I need to eat more like a pages. Man.
You get some
my T-bone steak in the morning.
Get your steak and eggs.
Get your steak in you. All right. How, so continue.
How do you want your steak? Well done. Ew. This kid, this is a child.
I like that that's the part that took you aback. You're like, well done.
How do you want your steak? Well done. Eggs over easy.
He likes his steak well and his eggs over easy.
That's cute. Well done, over easy. Oh, I just wanted to let you know that we have a new pomegranate pancake syrup. Something I happen to make in my free time.
Ew, Jane replied.
Don't take the syrup.
She's like cultivating it underneath her bathroom sink and bringing it into work.
Is this going to be like, is this entire creepypasta at the IHOP?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, we're pretty far in and I don't even know what's happening yet.
I really hope it's all at the IHOP and I hope it's like IHOP poisonings. That's what I'm hoping for. Anyway, something I happen to make in my free time, Jane replied, taking the man's order. Wow, that sounds like a winner. You made the syrup? The man asked. Well, yes, Jane said cheerfully. You got a lot of talent, the man replied.
Ooh. He hasn't even tried it yet.
You got a lot of talent, little girl. Jane went back into the kitchen to get the man's food prepared. She and Alexis run this town. They run this
IHOP.
They
really do. She's on her way up to manager any day now.
This is
if
her
not
house.
Already, honestly.
She should be. Jane, it's sad she can't pay $150 of rent considering she runs this IHOP. Jane went back into the kitchen to get the man's food prepared. While he was waiting, he fumbled with a button on his earpiece. The earpiece is important. Oh my God! We found the perfect woman, sir, the man said.
Uh-oh.
Speaking at a low volume. This man was actually an FBI agent. Agent Marcus East. Was still hunting down Jeff the Killer.
I knew it.
Yes.
He's going to use her as a bait.
Oh my God, as bait? Is that what? That's not good.
What else is he going to use her
for?
Oh
my God, that's terrible. Oh no.
Jeff the Killer would love to bleach her face.
Are they
going to
just
throw her in?
We have the perfect girlfriend for you, Jeff. Come out. We found the perfect woman, sir. At this point, though, there's nothing special. I assume she doesn't look like this photo. You know what I mean?
It's interesting that they haven't described her at all. With
in
how
great
descriptive
detail.
They've been with random people. I don't know what she looks like. I just know her name is Jane Richardson, and her sister is Jessie.
And that's all.
And
you
her
need
aunt
to know.
Is Miss Ingalls.
On her mother's side. We found the perfect woman, sir, the man said, speaking at a low volume. Oh, yes. Agent Marcus East. How could I forget? Despite the LAPD's futile efforts,
Damn.
And Agent East's determination, he was going to stop at nothing until Jeff was captured. Excellent. Gather the other agents for next week. We know a way to go after Jeffrey Woods. Understood. I assume that's in his earpiece. Jane brought out East's meal and a fresh cup of coffee. Thank you very much, ma'am, Agent East said pleasantly. You are certainly welcome, sir, Jane replied. An hour later, Jane, always time math. It's not a creepypasta unless there's time math, unless you know exactly how many minutes and times it has been. An
true.
Hour later, Jane clocked out and left for the night. I'll see you tomorrow, Alexis, Jane said. See ya, Janie, Alexis replied. Ariana would have fully shoved needles in her eyeballs by this point, I think.
Really? With the Janie?
With the Janies and the replying, always like a Janie said, Alexis replied. That would drive her crazy.
You know what I will say? Is what? That I love the Jim Dale Harry Potter series, but
okay.
When I know you're like, where'd that come from? But whenever you listen to it, J.K. Rowling really does write Hermione said, Harry said. Like, she does not have a lot of adaptations or adjustments. It's just like,
you're right.
Thank God the story's good. But it reminded me of that.
I think that she wrote a good story. I don't think she's a good writer. And I think she's a garbage person. I just have to say that part. All right.
All right.
I love that we managed to bring in the audiobooks of Harry Potter into Jane the Killer. That's a real Emma move right there.
I plan to bring in J.K. Simmons next. You know, I'm biding my time.
We'll figure it out. She'll get it in there. Let's see. See ya, Janie. After 30 minutes of being on the road, Jane came across the blood bank. She expected the building to be closed for the night, but oddly, it was open. This must have been a 24-hour deal. That's a red flag, you guys.
Nope. Nope.
The outside of the building looked like total shit. I love it. But the interior was very pristine and sterile, similar to a doctor's office. Jane approached the receptionist at the desk and announced she was there to give blood. "Good evening, ma'am. How can I help you?" the receptionist asked in a warm, friendly tone, smiling. "I came across your ad saying that you would pay anyone $150 for simply giving blood." "Wonderful. What's your name, dear?" the receptionist asked. "Cool. Jane Richardson." "Okay, Miss Richardson, you go down the hall, second door on your right," the receptionist said. "Do I have to sign any papers or anything?" "No." "Oh, thank God," Jane replied, laughing heartily.
"Papers? Who does that?"
The receptionist laughed along with Jane.
Maybe you're the problem, Jane. You're giving Jane? Some spooky, ooky vibes.
A bit oblivious, a bit spooky. "I'll have your cash. I'll have your cash ready for you when you get done, honey," the receptionist said, smiling. Jane did indeed. Jane did indeed have healthy, clean blood. Yay!
Good job. No Hep C.
Emma, what do you think is the clean? Emma, Emma's a doctor. Okay, Emma is like a very smart human doctor, and she mops up blood every day, just like Jane. So she
every
knows
every day, Kate.
Every day. So you know, Emma, what the healthiest, cleanest blood type is, of course.
Obviously.
What is it?
It's been screened for HIV, Hep C.
No, Emma.
It's A what? Positive.
A positive. No, it's O negative. You're wrong. O negative is the cleanest of the blood types, according
to... Don't tell the other doctors.
Don't tell them. O negative was her blood type. After what seemed like hours, but only a few minutes, the doctor who extracted Jane's blood put a bandage over her spot. Oh, hold on. Mom's calling. This is hilarious. Okay. Sorry, guys. My mommy was calling.
She can join. I bet she'd have opinions.
She would hate this.
After she really would hate how grammatically painful it is.
The grammar would really bother her. After what seemed like hours, but only a few minutes, the doctor who extracted Jane's blood put a bandage over her spot and wished her a good night.
Over her spot. That's over so cute. You know, the spot where the blood comes out.
Out front, the receptionist was going through files on her computer when she saw Jane. "Man, that needle hurt like hell," Jane said, chuckling. Guys, I know they're painting a picture. It's really not that bad. Please donate blood.
Yeah, no, it's not.
And get a cookie. They're going to put a blanket on
you. Get a
shirt. Yeah.
And they'll tell you what your blood type is, which we're all probably curious, right?
Yeah. Emma, what's your blood type?
A positive.
Me too. Overachiever, A positive.
Yeah, really. I was like, that's so too much.
The fact that I was like happy whenever I got that, I was like, that's a problem.
It's really telling of how we were raised.
I should write that down in my to tell my psychiatrist book. "Man, that needle hurt like hell," Jane said, chuckling. "Your arm is going to feel sore for a day or two." "Nope, no, it won't. You'll be fine," the receptionist said. "Tell me about it." What are you talking about, Jane? But
sometimes she speaks like a 40-year-old man.
It's
very bizarre.
I don't know how old she is.
She seems like she's in a film noir or something.
Yes, 100%. It also might be the film noir voice that I'm using.
Maybe a bit of both, but she's definitely putting in some work herself.
Yeah, I think the text calls for it. All right, let's continue. I think so. We have a lot more to go. So, tell me about it. "Okay, here's your cash, Miss Richardson. $150. This will take care of my month's rent," Jane replied. "Behind on your rent, huh?" Yeah, I know.
She really wants everyone to know she's living in a shithole.
She's no, you can't afford a box. In California,
she's
in California, Jane,
with her sister for $150. But it's okay. Miss Ingalls is paying for the rest.
Auntie Ingalls, but she still has to donate blood. It's fine.
It's very confusing.
At the scariest blood donation center in California. Okay, here's your cash. Behind on your rent, huh? That's personal. Behind on your rent, huh? The receptionist asked. Lot of stuff that's been going on. Me losing both my parents and all, Jane said.
Oh my God. One of those.
I'm sorry. It's just me and my little sister. I have to be both mom and dad to her. Well, my condolences go out to you and your sister, Jane, the receptionist said sympathetically.
It's like when you ask someone how they're doing and then they tell you way more when you're just passing them by.
Literally every medical history I've ever taken in my life. They're like, well, I'm like, so how long has Fluffy been sneezing? Well, it all started.
They're like, also, the person who came in with me has a question about their medical complaint. I'm like, no, for you, ma'am.
Emma, I've literally had people bring in additional pets, like I wouldn't notice, and then they ask questions, and I'm like, okay. Trying to pull a fast one on your vet.
Or are you Fluffy? Only one of you can be Fluffy.
They're like, only one of you can be Fluffy. Pick. Anyway, we're getting distracted. We need to give our condolences to Jane.
Okay.
Thanks. That means a lot. You have a wonderful night, sweetie. Stay safe. You too. The following morning, Jane was able to pay her month's rent and wouldn't have to worry about it until next month. That is how rent works. That's
how monthly rent works. Correct. Yep.
Correct.
The story is accurate and precise.
And adult. While working the day shift at IHOP, Jane got a call from the blood bank she visited just the other night. What could it be? Thank you for calling IHOP. Oh my God, they're calling IHOP?
I want to know how the FBI agent ties into the blood bank. There's some threads that I'm excited to see how they weave together.
I forgot about the FBI agent. Thank you for coming. Oh my gosh. Thank you for calling IHOP. Now serving pomegranate pancake syrup and our new stuffed French toast. This is Jane Richardson. How may I help you? Miss Richardson, this is she. My name is Beth Williams, one of the doctors at the Biomedics Blood Bank. We were wondering if you could come by next week to give another sample of your blood. Okay. We will pay you $10,000.
Ooh.
I'd do it.
Take all my blood.
Red flags? I don't see them. Yeah.
I don't need it.
Jane went silent for a few seconds. $10,000 for another sample of her blood? Was this for real? Miss Richardson, are you there? Oh, yeah, I'm here. You said 10,000, right? Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'll see you next week.
Oh, well then, that's all it takes.
Thank you. No appointment, nothing. Thank you so much, Miss Richardson. We'll see you soon. Bye. Bye-bye. Hangs up phone in little brackets.
Aw, now it became a script.
Now it's a script. Okay, we get on 1 week later. Okay.
Ooh.
It was the start of a beautiful day in the City of Angels. Jane returned to the Biomedics blood bank.
Stop doing that.
Emma keeps taking swigs of water.
The City of Angels. That's why it's an L.A. noir. This is literally a late night diner in L.A.
Yeah, that's
yes, what I'm... Yes, it's an L.A. noir.
But it's unfortunately an IHOP, so it's neutered a little bit.
It's like a little branded.
But I like that we have like an L.A. diner, a dark orphan.
I'm digging it so far.
Yeah, it's great. Walter White with hair. Okay. It was the start of a beautiful day in the City of Angels. Jane returned to the Biomedics blood bank to distribute her blood. I love the verbs we're using. Distribute her blood and score an easy $10,000. She wouldn't have to worry about money troubles ever again. Honey, that's
if
not
they
as much.
If $10,000 in cash, I am very concerned about this money laundering scheme.
She has no worries. She is not worried at all.
No thoughts. Yeah, no thoughts.
This is a woman who brings her own pancake syrup and gives it to the customers.
She's a go-getter. What can
I
say?
She's something. She's a loose cannon. So, she wouldn't have to worry about money troubles ever again. But why was Why was Biomedics going to pay Jane $10,000? She couldn't figure it out herself, But if it meant to put that money into an account and make sure her and her sisters were financially secure, then why not? Jane saw the same receptionist from last time and still remembered her. was a week ago, Jane.
Good. I'm glad you don't have memory issues on top of your other troubles.
Amnesia. Oh man. And the doctor who drew her blood was there as well. Why is it a doctor?
Yeah, why is there a doctor there whose job is only to draw people's blood?
That's ominous.
I think y'all would be disappointed with how poorly doctors perform at drawing blood.
Yes, stop telling the nurse you want the doctor to draw your blood. No, you don't.
I had a patient who's like, I only want the attending to place my arterial line.
Senior clinician.
Yeah, and in my head, I was like, the attending hasn't placed a line in years. You'd be so much better off with the resident
might
or fellow.
Kill you if they try to do that.
I know. They might not know where it is at this point.
I had that happens a lot in vet med too. They want me to do it. I'm like, I literally couldn't hit that cat vein if I spent all day sitting here.
Yeah, maybe give it to the phlebotomist who's trained to do that.
Maybe my friend over here who does this 800 times a day. Maybe her. Anyway. Back to the doctor getting Jane's blood distributed. Where are we?
Okay, distributed okay. Where? We don't know yet.
We don't know. When it was all over, Jane claimed her cash, stuffed it into her wallet.
It's a thick, thick wallet.
She came in with like a little lockbox and was on her way. Just as she was about to get in her... I'm surprised they didn't give her like a duffel bag or something like that.
I know, at that point...
A big sack with a dollar sign on it.
Yeah, that's what she needs.
Anyway, she's waddling to the car with her wallet stuffed to the gills. Just as she was about to get into her car, a couple of well-dressed women approached her. One of them flashed her CIA badge and announced, Jane Richardson? Yeah. Agent Tanya Margolis, CIA.
Margolis, I like it. She's creative.
What's going on? Jane asked, very puzzled. You didn't do anything wrong, Miss Richardson, don't worry. But I was wondering if you would come with us. Where at, exactly? You will see.
Well, passes the Bechdel test, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, it does. I love it. We love it.
I was waiting to see if they talked about Jeff, in which case I was like, does that count as a fail if it's not romantic and it's because they're trying to capture him? I don't think it will.
We'll see if we're going to eat those words later. But for now, we're pleased. Okay, so where at exactly? You will see. Come with us, the second agent said. Without hesitation, Jane got into the limo with the other agent.
Makes sense.
I love that they took a limo.
She's very earnest, this woman.
They don't want to attract any attention. Get the limo. Where were they taking her?
Don't be silly.
Don't be silly. It's a long black limousine in LA. Why did they choose Jane? Was there any significance? The two women were taking Jane to the CIA headquarters in Los Angeles, and they were going to explain everything to her as soon as they arrived. 90 minutes later, LA traffic, am I right?
The timeline.
I love the timeline. The limo arrived outside of the headquarters. Jane noticed there was also a U.S. Marshals and FBI van parked outside. What was this all about? I'm like running out of breath with this sentence. Okay, Jane couldn't figure out what the hell was going on. No matter how many times she asked the agent, it was always the same. That information is classified. Jane wanted answers. She wanted to know what was going on.
That's so sweet.
Once inside, Jane was greeted by a refreshing cold breeze that seemed to be coming from the central air units.
That'll do it.
It was the hottest day ever. Jane was led to a room that looked like a police interrogation area. There
inside, this was written by a woman, right? Like it had to have been written by a young woman.
I have no idea.
It just gives me strong vibes.
It's giving feminist so far.
We'll see. Have you read this? Do you know where this is going?
I don't read any of these ahead of time.
Okay, perfect.
Ever. Okay, where are we? Okay, there inside of the interrogation area was another male agent. Jane sat.
Welcome, Jane. We've been expecting you, the agent said.
You mind telling me what the hell is going on? Jane asked very suspiciously.
Not at all. First off, I just want to say I'm sorry for the loss of your parents.
Well, that's very thoughtful of them.
I know how much you loved them.
What? I didn't take it so much.
I take it
You heard that the LAPD has been having a difficult time pursuing your parents' assailant, Jeffrey Woods. Jeff the killer? Exactly. We also got in touch with the FBI, U.S. Department of Justice, and the U.S. Marshals, and they are going to see to it that Jeff has stopped once and for all. But what does that have to do with me? After receiving word of your blood transferal at Biomedics, it is apparent that you are the perfect blood time. And
we all look for that perfect blood time. I'm glad we finally found it.
Okay, I have to do it again. After receiving word of your blood transferal at Biomedics, it is apparent that you are the perfect blood time and maybe the key to stopping Jeffrey Woods.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So let me get this straight, Jane said, trying to piece together what the agent said. After I gave my blood, you and these other agency guys want to use me to stop that son of a bitch, Jeff.
I love the way she uses curse words.
Yes.
It's very like performative and like,
yes.
What the hell am I doing here?
We learned that
son of a bitch.
We learned this word from TV. Yes.
This woman has seen some procedurals. That's all I got to say.
I love it. All right. Perfect blood time. Yes, ma'am. All you have to do is meet with our doctors. Dot, dot, dot. Just meet up with the doctors, Jane asked. Yes, ma'am.
Just a little meet up. A little
meet up. Just a meet up. And then I'm free to go. In due time, I promise you. Well, okay, Jane said hesitantly.
Oh. Am I being detained, officer? I'm ready to write this thing.
This is great. Yeah, no, I want the film rights to Jane the Killer.
I've seen worse, I'll tell you that.
This would be great. After she was led into another room, one doctor did an eye scan of her ice blue eye. Eye?
Singular?
Yeah. Okay, we'll just let that go, I guess. After giving her a vision test, reading an eye chart, etc.
In the ice blue eye or the regular one?
Oh, I think I don't know. It doesn't. Okay, it says
she had a bionic eye.
The scan of her pretty blue eye was stored into the computer.
I think that she's describing the ice blue eye as a pretty blue eye, but I don't know why she keeps referring to it as a singular eye.
She just means it, she has pretty eyes.
Maybe.
I really hope so. She's a cyclops.
I really hope she left. She purposely described everything else in painful detail and then left out the detail that she like only has one eye and has other very distinct facial features.
Like, what does that matter? It's not important at all. Oh, yeah. By the way, she didn't have an eye. That sounds like some J.K. Rowling edit.
I'm also a little bit disappointed that Walter White hasn't reappeared and he was just like a FBI agent. Because I really feel like we got to know him.
Well, he was described in the most detail for sure. Let's
That's
see.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Checking her. Wait, where am I? We're scanning her pretty blue eyes. Next doctor to examine her was a cardiologist. Following a few brief questions such as her date of birth, height, weight, and that sort of thing. Jane had her blood pressure checked.
You know how cardiologists do. Always asking about your very basic features.
Asking the most basic. Okay. Her blood pressure, by the way, Emma, guess what it is?
120 over 80.
Yep. Was 120 over 80. The normal blood pressure for a healthy young lady.
You know she Googled that. That's so
I love
cute.
It. I love that she like, I think that she watches certain TV shows. And is like, okay, she's paying attention. She knows what a cardiologist is. She knows that they're going to ask her date of birth and that sort of thing.
But does she know what a cardiologist is? Because she said the cardiologist's questions were height, weight, birthday, and they took
a
blood pressure.
She knows that.
My nurse does that every single time I see someone.
Here we go. She does because it says, very good, the cardiologist said. He checked her heartbeat and asked her to breathe when using his stethoscope. This kid's been to the doctor.
Oh, that's so sweet. I didn't know I was a cardiologist.
Yeah, we're all cardiologists, Emma. The cardiologist wrote down everything. I would hope so. Next, a general practitioner, a cardiologist, then a GP is coming in.
That's interesting. I wonder what the GP does. It's more defined than what the cardiologist
does. We started
did.
With an eye scan, then a cardiologist, then a general practitioner. Okay.
checking her eyes, ears, throat, testing her reflexes, you name it. Jane passed with flying colors. Jane is the most fit human being with the prettiest eyes and the best blood.
With the prettiest eye.
The prettiest eye and the best blood. Jane thought that she was going to leave this building with no problem and be on her way. But when she was led down a hallway by two guards, she noticed in one of the rooms, stretchers lined up with blankets covering the bodies.
This is getting dark.
A total of 25 people. Oh my God.
All of our federal government.
Emma, this is definitely written by a little girl and she's amazing. A total of 25 people, all young women, dead. Yes. Dun, dun. This is the scariest one. What was going on here? She started to get freaked out at the sight of a lifeless woman.
She started getting a little unnerved when she walked into this mortuary.
When she saw a lifeless body.
Oh, with beautiful blue eyes.
I hope so. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You think so?
Maybe.
She's got to be like the next one, right? All right. Here we go. She started getting freaked out at the sight of the lifeless woman who haven't been disposed of and anxiously asked where the guards were taking her. They refused to answer. So, out of instinct, she began to assault the guards. Yes, queen! Yes, queen!
Out of instinct, she pulled out her Krav Maga and
beat the shit out of them. She did say she was mopping up blood at the IHOP. So
maybe she's the bad guy the whole time.
I think that she is. Well, Jeff isn't the bad guy. Like, so Jeff the killer, his whole story, and this is very much a creepypasta thing, is like someone who was bullied or orphaned or something bad or something like that. And then they go through this like transformation where they become the anti-hero or whatever. So that's what I'm smelling right here. We'll see. They refused. Out of instinct, she began to assault her guards, incapacitating one of them. Fuck yeah. Her fighting skills she learned from Mary's father, Sheriff Nick, really paid off. I'm all right. Emma, is Mary a character in the story before right now?
I really don't think Mary, because it wasn't Mary Ingalls, right?
No,
it was Samantha Ingalls.
And obviously. Mary, and Sheriff Nick. I can't, what the, okay. In the midst of the brutal melee, Jane was tackled and sedated by one of the doctors. Her world began to blur and fade black. Everyone drink, creepypasta. If you fade to black, you have to drink.
Drink.
But do you think blood will come out of anyone's eyes? We'll see. All right, in brackets. To figure
out how she gets bleached.
How she becomes the photo. All right, in brackets.
Or where Jane, the story is going in general.
That's the creepypasta way, Emma. Jane groaning in brackets. Ugh. Where am I? Jane asked, coming to. She was strapped to a chair, similar to what you'd see in a dentist's office. This kid does not like the dentist. Around her, the room looked like an operating theater. Bathed in a bright white light, which gave the room a clean appearance. Jane couldn't see anybody because all that was in the room with her, facing towards her, was a two-way mirror. She felt something on her forehead that was similar to a headband, but saw electrodes and wires running away from her. Her hands and feet were secured in place. No matter how hard she tried,
I just figured it out.
What? Frankenstein?
They're going to turn her into like his love. So that they can capture him.
Ariana would fucking hate that. I fucking love that.
I think this is where this is going.
That's like,
I don't know why the other people didn't work, but something about her.
I hope it works, because
otherwise, what's the point?
Number 26. Throw it in the bin.
Why'd they scan that eye?
Why did they scan the eye?
Okay, Retinal scan.
I also love that they asked her weight instead of like weighing her. All right, we need to stay focused. Okay.
Okay.
So we're strapped down, electrodes, can't break free. A few seconds later, she heard an unknown female voice on the intercom. It must have been that of an agent, researcher, or scientist. That's right, queen. That's right, queen. She's like, I hear a female voice. Must be someone badass.
I'm picking it up.
That's what we're getting out of this. We have to do that because I'm worried about what the message is going to be. So we're enjoying our little victories. Miss Richardson, can you hear me? The voice asked, almost sympathetically. Who's there? It's me, Dr. Beth Williams from Biomedics. I didn't want to have you find out the hard way, but ... Some of these agents and government officials tell me...
Don't hold out on me. I need to know.
Tell me you have a very healthy blood type.
I thought she already knew that. She took her blood.
What the fuck is going on with... Okay. And from what I could gather, they were correct.
Oh, negative, am I right?
Oh, neg. Right? That oh, neg gang, right? If you are wondering, it was... If you were wondering, it was me who sedated you. I love it. I did not drag you into the room which you were in, dear. I don't like that. I can assure you. I will be standing by to monitor your vitals through this process, Dr. Williams said. What are you talking about? Jane, Agent Margolis. We have the other agents coming in. Passing with flying colors, the Bechdel mm-hmm. test. Jane, Agent Margolis said, we brought you here because... Okay, this is... All right, I'm going to have to take a very deep breath. I see a lot of dialogue about to come out of Agent Margolis. Okay. We brought you here because you are the perfect blood type and also the candidate for the following experiment that has been funded by the U.S. government, totaling in at $6.9 million. We have received word from the LAPD that they had trouble capturing the suspect responsible for the death of your parents, Bruce and Paula. We have their names.
Bruce and Paula.
And we, along with the FBI, Department of Justice, and the U.S. Marshals, agreed to help capture Jeffrey Woods. If you haven't noticed, there is an intravenous needle in your arm.
Oh. We also call those IVs.
Emma, will you please say that at work? Will you please? If you haven't noticed, there's an intravenous needle in your arm.
No, because then they would freak out because they're like, yeah, I'm cool with an IV, but not an intravenous needle.
Not an intravenous needle. That sounds bad. I would
create problems for myself. Bad.
That's why you don't get your doctor to draw your blood or do anything with your veins. Okay. If you haven't noticed.
Just keep it out of the room, honestly.
Honestly, though. If you haven't noticed, there's an intravenous needle in your arm. One of the scientists will be bringing in the serum to replace with your blood. This serum is classified. Before you ask, Emma, it's classified. But
don't even ask.
Don't even ask. Don't waste your breath. It's classified. But it will ultimately help you in getting revenge on the one who took your parents' lives. Okay, I'm back in. It's a revenge story. They're making a monster to hunt Jeff the Killer.
Yes, that is where this is going. I'm not mad at it.
I'm thrilled. Okay.
They're giving her special serum, but don't ask.
It's classified. Okay. Here. Hold on. Where are we? Special serum. Just then. Oh, my goodness. Just then, a scientist and doctor came into the room prepping Jane. The scientist came in with the capital. This is in capital letters. Liquid hate. Yay. Oh. Emma, it's classified. Okay.
Well, they just unclassified it. They just told put me. The,
yeah. They're like, we can't tell you what it is, but it's labeled
liquid hate. But it's called liquid hate. Also, shouldn't she hate him enough? Like, I don't know. Well, let's
see. It's like they're like roiding her up, I think, for her revenge. Yeah. The container was a gallon and a quarter. No,
that's
not.
A lot. What?
No, it wasn't. And also, with a biohazard symbol on it. Don't worry about which one. The light from overhead caused... Wait, I'm sorry. Casted in the liquid, giving off a pretty glowing purple. It's purple.
Ooh.
Sick. All right. The doctor who came in was there to make sure everything was ready and to monitor Jane's safety. I like this. They're like, we're going to turn you into a monster against your will, but we're going to be really nice about it. Yeah. We'll be nice about it. He assured her that she had nothing to be afraid of. We're just going to inject this liquid hate into you and take all your blood out. He assured her that she had nothing to be afraid of and that she was going to be okay afterwards. The piles of bodies. I don't know, man.
You'll just be hateful, but other than that.
This made Jane feel somewhat better. A part of her was scared to death, but the other half of her showed no fear, and she was ready. Jane,
Hell yeah.
A sister at home with a name and an aunt with a name. The doctor put in, oh my goodness, the doctor put the intravenous tube into Jane's arm. Imagine if like the doctor comes in with like a French red rubber catheter and is like, let's go ahead and get this done. The one tube ran into a container that would collect Jane's blood and shipped. Oh, they're donating it and shipped like to the American Red Cross for patients who had the same blood type as Jane and to receive a healthy blood transfusion. Okay. Do the ends so justify the means?
So she does know the word transfusion.
I think that we just learned the word transfusion.
Oh, she didn't know the word donation. That was what
she didn't understand to donate blood. It's distributing her blood. She knows okay. Transfuse.
I gotcha.
So Emma, let's just.
Oh, pause. Negative is a great one. It's a rare one. So
trust me, it's the best, cleanest blood.
They're gonna bleed her out.
Well, they're putting it all. They're shipping it all out.
It's kind of plasmapheresis. They're like taking out her blood and like putting in new blood.
It is plasmapheresis. This is wild. Okay,
this woman's ahead of her time.
Emma, you're a doctor. Do the ends justify the means?
No.
Okay, you're a doctor / FBI.
Does HIPAA approve of this? No.
Do they like, is it okay to drain an entire orphaned person, IHOP manager, to save 5 lives? The ultimate question.
Is this on the record or off the record?
This is... It's off the record, even though we're recording it and I'm going to upload it. But it's off the record.
I'm going to say no. Not appropriate. Inappropriate.
That's rude. It's not nice. Do you think that they just like are draining people with O neg blood? Like that's a separate operation going on?
Honestly, who knows? At this point and at this stage in my life, I'm disillusioned. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. That'd be great. All right. As an A+, I don't mind.
Yeah, I'm okay with
it. A+. The other tube was attached to the container holding the liquid hate.
Yeah, we
so
get
in
it.
Well, she continues. So in a way, this was just like an embalming fluid prep setup, but Ew. With an experimental liquid. Despite being reassured.
It's gone really well so far when they've tried to put this in other women.
Sounds like we've followed all the rules here. Despite being reassured by medical personnel that she had nothing to be scared of, a single tear ran down her face. Aww. The process began. The voices that Jane heard, the scientists, the government officials, FBI, CIA agents, U.S. Marshals, researchers, began to sound distant. If something were to happen to her, she would see her deceased parents.
Oh my God. That's so dark. Jesus Christ. I wasn't ready for that.
Oh my God. Jane's like, just let Jessie? Me die. Let's see. On the other side of the two-way mirror, doctors were monitoring Jane's vitals, her heart and brainwaves, etc. Her heart was beating at a steady pace, showing the EKG beeping. The readings
at
60 of the EKG
beats per minute.
And they said the readings of the EEG showing normal brain activity. So they know
nice.
What,
good on her.
Yeah, good job.
She knows the difference between EKG and EEG.
I know. Jane saw her blood being drained slowly. This didn't bother her at first. But as it began to increase, she felt very weak and drowsy, almost like she was being smothered by an unknown person with an ether-soaked rag. And in the next Jesus few Christ. Minutes, Jane's surroundings began to disappear. First, into a state of unconsciousness and weakness from blood loss. From loss of blood in her body. Then, dead. Did she die?
The reborn.
The heart monitor in the other room flatlined. The EEG went flat. For that moment, Jane was clinically dead.
It's interesting that they took a one-at-a-time approach. They're like, we're not going to like take this out and infuse this in. We're going to just drain all this out, start fresh.
Correct. And we're just going to empty
your body
it out.
Some fluid.
That's Emma. Whenever I donated my peripheral stem cells, that's what they did. They just like squeezed
me
dry
until you were
like
clinically
a towel.
Dead.
Yeah.
And they gave you some back.
Then they brought me back to life and then put it back in.
Makes sense.
This is what you do. This is science. All right. So Jane's dead. Jane felt a gentle, familiar hand on her face, caressing her.
It's her mom.
It was her mother, Paula. She opened her eyes, and despite being deceased for over a few minutes, she was still in the room. Yeah, that's a long time.
Talking
her father, Bruce, was there as well. Mom,
Don't be afraid, Janie. Mommy's here, Paula cooed sweetly. She saw Jane's eyes. Okay, Jane has eyes, too.
So the she biggest saw Jane's twist up.
I was dying to find out. All right, two eyes. Great. Back to dead mom. She saw Jane's eyes welling up with tears and held her daughter in her arms, tightly comforting her. Dad? Bruce gave Jane a kiss on her head as he joined in to hold his child as well. Jane was weeping as she was glad to see her parents. They're like, don't worry, guys, it's happy tears. You're going to be okay, kiddo. You're going to be just fine, Bruce said softly. I don't think she is. They're putting liquid hate in her.
Yeah, they also left her dead for several minutes. So her brain's not going to be functioning very well.
It'll be fine. Okay. Whew, all right, so Bruce is like, you're going to be okay. He calms the daughter down. He was in full military dress. Of course, why not? His medals shining in the light of the room Jane was in. He wasn't killed in the war, though. Like, he was murdered by a teenager in skinny jeans.
Don't ask stupid questions.
These are stupid questions. Okay, his uniform was crisply pressed. Why do all the men get the details? His uniform was crisply pressed. His short hair shiny and brushed back, almost as if he was going to attend a military ball. I don't get it, but it is a good description. What's going on? Jane asked. Well,
you're dead.
Well, since those doctors emptied your body, you went out like a light. That's exactly what happened, guy.
At least they're honest.
But me and Daddy are going to stay here until you come alive, honey. The horror movie fan in me is like, that's not your mother.
It is her. I'm getting more Harry Potter looking in the mirror vibes.
I'm getting both, which is why I'm scared. Because, like, yeah. It's not okay what's happening to her, right? Like, so why are her parents being so chill about it?
They're like, you need to go find our killer. Get to work.
Get to work. Don't worry about your sister that you're abandoning or the liquid hate going in the tubes in your arms. Paula said in her soft-spoken voice, her words soothing Jane's heart. One thing I could never stand about IV needles is when somebody can't find a vein to put it in. That happened to me when I was a little kid, and I suffered sepsis.
What? How would you want to bet this person's a doctor now? She's obviously very curious about
I bet
physiology.
She's the best doctor out there, honestly. She knows.
She started learning way earlier than I did.
I didn't know what sepsis meant.
You also aren't giving someone sepsis through an IV, but
That's not important.
Or from missing an IV? I'm assuming that they took the dirtiest,
the needle fell on the floor. They stepped on it, they go crap, and then they like put it in the vein and they missed and lacerated, and now she's septic.
Sounds right.
Sounds right. So
yeah, don't put dirty needles in as peripheral IVs. Well, I think it's a good takeaway.
But what if it's liquid hate?
I think that sterilizes.
I think you'll need a tube for that. All right. So mom continues, and I felt like frickin' Swiss cheese. That old hag couldn't put the needle in right.
What is the side quest we're going on? I need to wrap up the main story.
That old hag gave me sepsis. Imagine
dirty fucking needle.
Imagine you die. You see your deceased mother in like
the
afterlife.
This is the mark of a true mom. And she's like, let me tell you, there was this one time I felt like I died.
You think you've got it bad, okay? That old hag couldn't put the needle in right. You should have known that having experience as a doctor and a PhD doesn't come with vision. Hey, she's kind of correct. She's like, doctors don't be, they'll make you septic.
Wait. Thanks, Kate. I appreciate that. Yeah, let's circulate that out to the masses. Don't trust doctors. They'll give you sepsis.
Good. Okay. Whew. All right. Back to the sepsis. Bruce said, oh, this is Bruce. All right.
We get
now
that.
Let me tell you a story.
It says Paula said in her soft spoken voice, and then it says something that Bruce said. It's fine. Hmm. Bruce said, smiling and laughing. This made Jane smile and giggle as she laughed with her daddy. How old is Jane?
I think she's like 28.
Okay.
Or 24.
You had that locked and loaded. I love it.
She seems mid-20s to me.
She seems like how old is her sister then? Why is she having to be mommy and daddy? It doesn't matter. We have to keep going. She knew for the longest time that her daddy was very silly and made her laugh without even trying and was still a goofball in the afterlife. That's also what Paula loved about her husband. Jane's? Oh my God. Emma, no. Guess what?
They'll never let me finish the story because they're just going to go. She's going to go off on so many side stories.
She's going to tell us how her parents met.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. The next sentence you're going to love. Jane's parents stayed with her until the liquid hate was administered.
Amazing. Let's get back on theme.
Back on track. Your father couldn't stand needles being... Oh, my God. Your father couldn't stand needles being poked into him at all, honey. But getting, like, an allergy shot or vaccine, that didn't bother him. It was an intravenous needle that got on his nerves. Even when he was little, he fainted at the sight of a big needle, Paula said, chuckling. Hey, that thing was big, Bruce replied comically. What's with the needle jokes?
Right. I don't know. Did this person have a bad needle experience?
I think
they're being really specific. They're like,
I think they watched a movie where someone got tackled and like they did like a needle straight to the arm.
Yeah, it seems like they're fine with like flu shots and stuff like that. They're like, give me an IM, but don't give me an IV needle. Whatever you do,
you'll become.
They're
septic.
Really making my life harder.
Emma, this is a shock.
When I'm trying to consent someone for a line in their artery, like they're gonna be like, well, I read that story.
Well, according to Jane the Killer. All right, let's see. Are we still talking about needles? Yes. I know I'm gonna feel sore and stiff when I get up, Jane said. Considering the chair you're in, I wouldn't be surprised, honey, Paula replied. I think tonight you should take a nice hot bath with some Epsom salts, Bruce said, caressing Jane's hair. Good idea, Jane replied. Just remember one thing, my little Janey baby. If you ever need me or Daddy, we will be right here, Paula said, pointing to Jane's heart. And we will come live in your dreams, sweetheart, Bruce added, smiling. That'd be sweet if they weren't being fucking weird this whole time.
That's so creepy.
Oh my God, while he's smiling. We are so proud of you. Jessie's lucky to have such a sweet sister. We will always be watching over you, love, Paula said sweetly. We love you, Jane, Bruce said. Oh, the purple stuff is about finished, Paula said, pointing to the liquid hate that was halfway empty. I love you, Mommy. I love you, Daddy, Jane said, giving her parents a hug before they returned to heaven. Aww. We love you too, Janie. Paula replied. She gives her a kiss goodbye. And then she goes, I love you too. And she floats up to the sky. Jane slowly regained consciousness and came to. The EKG and EEG roared back to life, showing heart and brain activity.
Hell yeah.
Her vitals appearing normal. As her vision adjusted, she saw she was still in the operating theater. When she looked down, oh yes, she noticed that her hands were now ivory white.
Hell yes.
She was pale like a corpse. She screamed over the loss of her natural skin pigmentation.
Me too, girl. My tan's wearing off.
And yes, when your self-tan is wearing off. Yeah. Hashtag. And saw that her once bright blonde... Why are we getting what she looks like now? It's great. It's perfect. And saw that her once bright platinum blonde hair was now coal black. The evil
disgusting
color. I hope Ariana's listening with her
as
coal
brunette,
black hair.
Disgusting.
Gross.
She ew, tried to clean
break
that
free.
Up.
Ew, gross. She tried to break free from the restraints, thinking that she would fail. But somehow, with now increased strength, she ripped both of the restraints off and jerked the wires off her head. She tore the leg restraints away and got up out of the chair. She looked towards the two-way mirror, now in a violent, angry, homicidal rage, hollered,
What the hell did you do to me? She's going to experience violent episodes and homicidal tendencies for the first 90 seconds, one of the scientists said to the group.
She's going to maybe kill us all in the first time. But after that, if we survive these 90 seconds, we'll be safe.
Now, now might be a good time to tell you. Yeah, that's part of it.
She's probably going to kill us all. And that's okay.
So good. Okay. You are now full of liquid hate, Miss Richardson, Agent Margolis said. I look like fucking powder.
Jeez. Body mouth this one.
Yeah, Jesus. That's because your natural skin color went away, Jane. Oh my God. Jane's like, I fucking know that. Jane picked up a chair that was in the room and threw it against the two-way mirror, shattering the glass. She grabbed hold of one of the doctors, who was monitoring her vitals by the collar, slamming him against the wall with incredible strength, causing a huge dent. One of the scientists sounded an alarm for armed guards and medical personnel to restrain Jane. One pulled out a syringe, trying to aim for Jane's neck. Okay, I need to talk about this, because Ariana and I just watched The Pope's Exorcist, I think, or is it The Pope's Exorcism? It has Russell Crowe in it. It's garbage. It's garbage, you guys, and she made me watch the whole thing, but you should definitely watch it. And there's a scene where, just like always, we have, like, someone with an uncapped syringe with, like, a 5-inch needle aiming it right for a kid's neck.
That's not safe, because it'll go in a vein.
It's gonna go out the other side. These syringes.
You're just gonna
don't aim for the neck. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, where all of your veins are. Perfect place.
Where are we in this storyline? I'm very confused.
Emma, don't worry about it. Jane took the needle.
Are we reaching a resounding conclusion?
Emma, Jane took the needle and stabbed the doctor between the eyes and injected an air bubble into him.
She's very interesting.
She knows a little.
Yeah, she knows just enough to write a dangerous story.
and gave him
an air emblem into his cavernous sinus, and then he died.
And then he died. Just like that. All right, let's see. Okay, two guards with automatic weapons tried to fire at Jane, but she grabbed both of their arms, causing them to fire at each other. Oh, shit, she's like full on like...
Yeah, it's kind of badass.
Yeah, James Bond waking up, ripping his like chest things off. All right, let's see. Let's see how she's going to fuck him up. Okay, one agent fired at Jane, but the bullet didn't faze her a bit. The wound automatically and quickly healed up. What monster have you created? She approached the agent, who was still firing multiple shots at Jane, and snapped his wrist into, showing fractured bones and blood spurting everywhere.
Yikes.
An orderly, standing in at 6'5", 300 plus pounds, tackled Jane, attempting to subdue her, but Jane had the upper hand, flipped him over on his side, and snapped him neck into.
Yikes.
I just want to say the into is I-N-T-O. Every time. Just as carnage continued, Jane took the now empty liquid hate container, broke it against the ground, took a sharp glass, and stabbed to death one of the agents. Her clothes were now stained with blood. Amidst
sense.
The dead, broken, mutilated, bullet-ridden bodies, and those who were out cold, they're not all dead, okay? Jane looked at the group
She's
who was
not
in
a
the
monster.
Room. She's not a monster, you guys. Amidst the dead, Jane looked at the group who was in the room that now had no mirror and said in an ominous tone. Everyone drank. They said ominous. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for making me what I am. I now know what I must do. I must kill Jeffrey Woods and end his reign of terror forever. If he is not killed, more lives will be lost. She just killed like 8 people in 90 seconds. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's their fault. They should have known about, or maybe they should have publicized the 90 second rage period.
Yeah, maybe that scientist should have told somebody. All right, let's see. I am much stronger now. I am unstoppable, unkillable. Weapons are useless against me. Anyone who dares crosses me, I will be the last thing they ever see. I will kill Jeff the Killer, and no one can stop me.
They're like, we're trying to, that's what we want you to do.
No one's. It's just like, no, great. That's part of the plan.
Okay, go that way. After 90 seconds, James' homicidal tendencies ceased and she was acting normal again.
She's like, that doesn't count.
That didn't count. I was homicidal. The same doctors who were examining her wanted to do x-rays, MRI scans, and the final examination of her. I thought they were like laying on the ground dead, but it's okay.
Not those, the other ones.
Those, the different ones. Jane stood naked as the day she was born, as the physicians didn't see any abnormal changes. No defects. She was even more beautiful, despite the fact that she was pale with white eyes. They're like, she's not even ugly. She's actually kind of hot.
She's hot. Oh, no, she's hot.
Okay, Miss Richardson, I want you to read what is on this chart right here, an eye doctor said. I'm not reading the chart, but there's like 18 things in the chart that are listed. No, I'm just kidding. I can't do it. And then she, anyway, all right. The eye doctor was flabbergasted. I'm not reading it. The eye doctor was flabbergasted that Jane read everything down to the fine print. He took a magnifying glass. It doesn't matter. I literally can't read this part. It's like talking about how she reads the address on the poster and it's very long. Anyway, he's impressed. He's dumbfounded. So, Doc, are there any other tests today or can I just walk out of here and be on my way? Well, are you going to give me another visual test or just stand there and stare at me all day now that I'm so hot? She's hot and she's confident now thanks to the hate juice.
Yeah, she really is.
Let me see. I'm just going to stand here and stare at you the whole... Oh, my God! I'm just going to stand here and stare at you all day, the eye doctor said, seeing Jane fully naked. Why is she naked for the eye test?
I can't. I'm slipping. I need to know where this goes. I'm slipping quickly. This has gone off the rails.
I'll take that as you are free to go. Yeah. Jane took her blood-stained clothes that were in a hospital bag and walked out fully nude, not caring that people are looking at her. On her way home, she saw clothes that were hanging out to dry on a clothesline outside a little suburban home. Those clothes matched her frame. Very convenient. They were a pair. Oh, my God. They were a pair of black sweatpants, Emma. Emma knows that's important. Emma knows that's important because of Jeff the Killer. A sleeveless black Under Armour shirt. Okay. And a black hoodie. They all smelled sweet as she pulled them off the clothesline and got dressed in broad daylight. The only article of clothing that weren't bloodstained were her black Skechers sneakers. She slipped on her socks and shoes and called Jessie and told her she was okay. No, you're not. Jessie waited back at home for her sister to return. Okay. Also, Mary was waiting. Remember Mary, the sheriff's daughter?
Vaguely.
All right. We're almost there. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Stay with me because there's Mary now. Also, Mary was waiting. Jessie immediately ran into her big sister's arms, gasping emotionally, giving her a big hug.
Oh, no. Jessie's big sister. Okay, gotcha. Yes.
Mary hugged both Jessie and Jane and gave her honey bun a kiss on the lips. What? I'm so sorry.
Who is Mary and why is she kissing her on the lips?
Is Jane gay this whole time?
I don't know.
And Mary's her unspoken girlfriend?
Who is Mary?
Mary's dad, the sheriff, Nick, taught her self-defense Mary in that one line. Obviously they're dating. They're going steady. I'm going to read it again. Mary hugged both Jessie and Jane and gave her honey bun a kiss on the lips. Baby, yes, okay, they're canonically a gay couple. This is fabulous. Oh my God.
Maybe should have let us know who Mary was a little bit earlier, but keep the rest of my notes
a bit. It's a bit confusing when a character kisses another character on the lips out of nowhere. A character we don't know. All right, baby, I'm so glad you're okay. I was so worried, Mary said emotionally. Glad that Jane was all right. I knew you would come back, Jessie said through tears of joy. Of course I did, Jane replied, giving her little sister a hug, still emotional. Jeff has some competition. So has many other criminals out there. Don't go to sleep. You won't wake up. Jane the Killer is coming for you.
Hell yes.
So she's like a good guy?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. So this was fantastic.
Yeah, it was quite a roller coaster. There's a lot of different characters. I wasn't sure which ones were going to be important.
And Mary really, is my favorite character.
And then Mary was the most important. And we Mary didn't know was who quite she a was. Surprise.
I love that we got the parents' names like halfway through. I love the intermission where the parents just like talk about whatever they feel like.
Yeah, they're like, let me tell you about needles.
What the fuck? It's so weird. Unnecessary. So weird. The fact that
I love that she murdered everybody, but then it was like just a 90-second thing, so she's actually totally fine.
It's totally fine. Guys, I told you she would be homicidal for 90 seconds.
And now she's hot.
Why is she hot now? It's okay. I don't know. It's better than okay. It's great.
And I like that her partner and her little sister had no questions about being blood. I guess she had changed her clothing, but now she's very pale.
Yeah, she's wearing stolen clothing.
Black hair.
Yeah.
Well, I wish them well.
I wish them well. Honestly, women loving women. We love to see it. Yeah. Especially women loving.
A lot of positive female relationships, except for the ones that Jane killed.
Other than that. Emma, she was in her homicidal 90 seconds. She couldn't help it.
That they're like, by the way.
By the way.
Kill everything around her for 90 seconds. That might have been my favorite part.
That was the best part, I think. That was good. Like, good soup, you guys. Yum. I am full. That was a good spooky noodle. That was
very fun.
That rates high for me in terms of the creepypastas.
Honestly, I think I might have enjoyed it more than Jeff the Killer.
No, Jeff the Killer. I mean, I thought I remembered Jeff the Killer.
If I like re-listen to it, which
Jeff the
weird,
Killer was
me.
One of the single most hilarious experiences.
It was
of my
very good,
life.
And like the bleach and stuff. I take it back. But I think this is a good sequel. I think the sequel holds up.
The sequel holds up. Born of Science, Jane the Killer. We love it.
Love it.
And club members, we love you. We hope you are having a very spoopy time. We loved having Emma here. Yay, Emma! Woo-hoo. Yay! All right, go back to stabbing tubes in people's necks or whatever. Okay,
yeah, giving them sepsis. I can't wait.
Go back and give someone sepsis.
All right, guys, it's been fun. Stay spoopy, everyone.
Stay spoopy.